Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. For all you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Brandy Haley at Roof Max. We thank you, Brandy, for being with us today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Good morning.
Well, glad to have you with
us
today.
Thank you, Scott, for having me.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. You know, we're here today to talk to you a little bit more about your company and learn what you do and what you offer. And I have to say, I looked at your website and I had never heard of the concept that you're fixing to talk to us about. So I'm excited to hear it. But before we jump in on the business side, let me ask you this. Would you like to share anything with us regarding your family or yourself and your family first?
Sure, I'd love to. So my name is Brandy Haley, and I am a new transplant into the South. I just moved here 3 years ago from Seattle, Washington, and I have two children, 17-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son that I'm currently raising, and they're wonderful. And we've been here for about 3 years. Absolutely love it. I can't say I'm a fan of the bugs or the humidity. Coming from the Pacific Northwest, we had neither of those things. So that's been a bit of an adjustment, but I'm super happy to be here. Love this culture. Love these people here. I feel like I've come home, which is interesting because I've lived in the Pacific Northwest for almost 25 years, and I've had some time where I've lived here in the South. So it's been really neat. Yeah, we really enjoy it here.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying your stay here with us in the deep South after moving from Washington. But you're right. The humidity and the bugs, they are terrible here. That's for sure. So, you know, tell us about your business and help me with one thing. Is the name of your business Roof Max, or is that just the product that you offer? Help me clarify that.
Great question. It's both. So Roof Max Technologies is the name of the company that I personally bought a dealership for the Chattanooga, Cleveland area. They do call the treatment that we put on Roof Max treatment. So it's actually soy methyl ester, which is an oil-based soy product. But let me roll back a little bit. So about a little further back than that, 10 years ago, my owners, the Fiesel brothers out of Ohio, they're roofers. They've been roofers for about 30 years. They started noticing that roofing shingles were degrading much quicker than the warranty that was offered. And they started getting calls back from their customers. And these customers that they've had, lifelong customers, were like, hey, you said I was going to have 15 years and I just lost a shingle and I'm losing so many granules. And so they started noticing the degradation of the quality of the shingle and just thought, man, this is really unfortunate because they're having to go back and do more repairs and full replacements when, you know, these customers expected to get 15, 20 years of life. And what they found was the shingles were drying out. It was almost the 100% component of the health of a shingle, whether or not it's flexible and the granules are still there. So they started working with a company called Battelle's. And Battelle's is the largest applied science laboratory in the world. There's several here in the United States. They have over 40,000 employees. So they partnered with them for 3 years, went into testing, and they said, okay, we need to take these old crusty shingles and we need to find a way to rejuvenate them while they're still on the roof. And so they use soy methyl ester, which is the same product that asphalt companies use when they want to rejuvenate asphalt roads. But they had to change the components a little bit because obviously we're not getting that same kind of wear and tear on the roofs. So they spent 3 years in testing and they took 17-year-old shingles and they tested them after they finally found an iteration that worked against a brand new shingle. And it behaved almost identically. And so they found the solution that was going to work. So we hit the market 7 years ago in Ohio. And then we've systematically, we've taken over the United States, I'd like to say. We have over 350 dealerships nationwide. And we have, as of probably 2 months ago, we've sprayed over 2 million square feet of roofline. And we have saved billions of tons of landfill. And a fun fact some people don't know about is the roofing material lasts 400 years in the landfill. So any roof we can save, we feel like it's, 400 years. It won't last that long on your roof, that's for sure. So that's what we are. That's what we do. It's completely non-invasive. It's easy. It takes a couple of hours. We have to come and assess the roof. We have to make sure that it qualifies first because not every roof qualifies. But that's what we do. That's what we're here to do. It's amazing. It's a wonderful product. Safe for people.
That is amazing because, that's, it's a very expensive undertaking now. And I don't mean that only on the part of any of our roofers out there, but it's just very labor intensive to remove a roof and then replace one. And so a lot of homeowners have no idea the expense that's involved until they are in need of that roof. And then they're shocked. So if there's a way that, that it could extend the life of that roof for the consumer. And, I don't know, do you work with other roofers or do you work with, you have your own crew that goes out? How does that work exactly?
So we have two things. We have a crew that goes out and will assess the roof for RoofMax. But quite honestly, a lot of the roofs and a lot of customers that call me, it's the Hail Mary. It's like, I haven't thought about my roof for 20 years. I'm starting to notice some leaking, or I got a call from my insurance company and they said they're going to cancel me. Can you do anything? So we come out and we do this full assessment with a report that's probably more robust than people care about, but I want to give all the information I can. So when I leave, you know the health of your roof, you know exactly, where you are in terms of its life cycle. And if we can't put the treatment on there, it needs to be replaced. It's ready to go. And so I do work with roofers, local roofers, because I actually don't replace roofs. Our goal is to try to save them. But we also know that's not a good fit for everyone. So I work with some really great local roofers and I hand those customers off and, tell them, hey, this is a great roofer. I think you should consider this and be aware this is the expense. This is about the average cost because I like to do a cost estimate so they know. RoofMax is about 20% of the cost of a roof replacement. Comes with a 5-year warranty. And so we've been in the market now where we have customers that are coming back for their second sprays, which is great because they're really every spray gets you 5 years and we can do up to 3. And so, it's been great. I've found some really great relationships. There's some really good roofers out there that I'm proud to work with.
Yeah. And when you're talking, a lot of questions pop into my mind. So if I'm a homeowner and I just had a new roof put on and, it's a brand new roof. Yep. And at what point should I be saying, I guess, is there a length of time that goes by that I should be saying, you know what, I should probably have this looked at just to see how things are progressing.
Yeah. Great question. So we like to think about your roof, like a sponge, a wet sponge. When it's brand new, it's totally full. As it ages, it starts to dry out. It'll even start to curl on the edges, which is interesting. You won't really see that until around the 10-year mark. But what's really important is at the 7-year mark, two things happen. One, you start to see that black streaking. That's actually called glowiocapsum magma. Funny little interesting story. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And two, you might notice your plumbing boot gaskets are drying out. So those are the two key areas. Your roof could be in great shape. Full granules, still has some flexibility, but it's just starting to dry out. So we can't treat new roofs because there's no place for the soy to go. Your sponge is still full. Anywhere between the 6-7 year mark up into about 24 years, really depends. I treated a roof that was 24 years old. Great, high quality roof. Yeah, really good roof. Yeah. Wasn't one of the cheaper shingles that you can get. And so it depends. And that's sort of the sliding thing is we have to actually come and physically take a look at it. If you have 30% granule loss or less, we can treat your roof. If it's about the 30 and over, it means that your roof has lost that protective granule layer and it is definitely time to replace because the very next storm that comes by, you're going to start getting those shingles that flip up, they start to crack. And any area that has been exposed now, the water will find its way. It's like a sleuth that will literally find the tiniest little micro crack to get into, which is why plumbing boots are also really important to look at, because that rubber gasket, we replace that. We do a tune-up to the roof as well. We don't just streak the roof. So we silicone fireplaces. We silicone anything that's exposed that might have a way for the water to get in. And then we put a new plumbing boot basket over it because they're cheap. They cost like $7. But if you let it go and you get a micro crack and you don't pay attention and the water starts to seep its way in, you actually won't notice until your sheetrock and your insulation is soaked. And by then you're looking at a couple $1,000 repair. So we don't even take any chances. Even if we get up there and those plumbing boots look like they're in good shape, the gaskets, we pop a new one on because why, you know, we're up there anyway, we might as well do what we can to, I call it buttoning it up. We try to button your roof up so you don't have to worry about it for at least another year. Yeah.
So 25. So if your roof is 6 or 7 years old, it might be good to have it checked out. But for sure, if you start to see the black streaking, you said that's probably a good time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And granules in your gutters. Yeah. Those are the two key areas. Start getting granules in your gutters and the black streaking. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
The funny thing about the glowiocapsum magma, which I think is a fun word to say, is we never saw that before, you know, 30 years ago. I don't know if you ever noticed. Did you ever see that on the roofs growing up as a child?
No, I didn't.
Right? So what happened in the 90s is our refinement process actually got more refined and we lost access to asphalt. The manufacturers of the shingles no longer had the full access to it. So they had to find a way to do their work, still provide shingles, but you know, also made them thinner. So the asphalt is less and the granules are no longer full asphalt. Now they're limestone as well. And limestone is a food source. And that's why you see it now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Thanks for all this information. Great. Tell us about this. You know, I think you said you're a single mother from Washington State moving to Tennessee. Here we are. Tell us about your journey. How did you get into this business?
So it's super interesting. I do work full time for Microsoft. I've been in the Microsoft ecosystem for about 10 years, so highly involved in the technical space of life. But I've always been super interested in real estate, houses, building houses. I just really love that side of business. And so I was a real estate agent many, many years ago, used to flip some houses and have always felt like, I don't know, you know how sometimes you just feel like these are my people. It's always felt like the tradesmen were my people. And I love the idea of the skill set, right? They come with skills that you just don't naturally have unless you spend hours and hours Googling it. And so I bought an old house here in Cleveland and had some roofers come out and give me estimates. And I actually got an insurance letter from my insurance company saying, hey, I think your roof needs to be replaced. Well, I had just purchased this house. And I was like, wait a second. I do not want to put a brand new roof on this property after I just spent all this money on it. So I started looking around. I started researching. You know, I had roofers up there. Some of them said, yep, has to be replaced. One guy said, I actually think you're okay, Brandy. You've got great granules. You know, you have a couple of nail pops, which is common with an older house, lots of movement. And that's what led me down the journey. I said, there's got to be something. I mean, surely with the way technology has progressed in this last 10 years, I mean, it's so fast for us. It used to be, you know, we could catch up to, we'll never catch up to technology, but maybe we're 18 months ahead, 3 years ahead. Now it's so far ahead of us. I said, I knew there was something, had to be something. So I started researching. I've always been an entrepreneur as well and saw the business and thought, oh, I wonder if I could do that. I love the idea of that. How cool. Not only are you, one, saving the planet, two, you're saving money, but three, it actually like works. It's a legitimate thing. It's not like some snake oil or something like that. And so I realized they had a dealership. They had no dealership here in the Cleveland area, Chattanooga area. There was a dealer up in Nashville. There's one in Knoxville. And there's a couple down in Huntsville, Alabama, Georgia. And that's what took me down the journey. And I thought, well, okay, Brandy, you've never been on a roof ever. I can do this. I can do this. So I bought the dealership back in June, spent 2 months training, and I still train. I mean, every day I'm looking at roofing videos, and I'm actually thinking about becoming a certified roof inspector. I love it so much, and I'm challenging myself now. I looked at a roof yesterday, and I asked them not to tell me how old it was. It's hard to tell, really, because, again, it's the quality of the shingle. But I said, don't tell me. I want to try to guess. And so I got up there, I inspected the roof, and I nailed it. I was like, oh, my God. 7 years old, which was good because it really just takes time. It takes exposure, and you know, you need to be on a lot of roofs. So anyway, that's my journey. That's how I became, you know,
that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah, well, welcome to the Cleveland area. Beautiful area. That's for sure.
Thank you.
This is still such a new thing to people, the new concept to a lot of us, just common consumers out there. What are some of the myths and misconceptions that people might have about what it is that the RoofMax product does?
Well, immediately people think it's a soft wash, so that it's going to clean it. It doesn't. We are working on Gen 2 to see if we can find a way to combine a cleaning component to it. So it doesn't actually get rid of the Gloyo capsum. And also people think it's going to help leaks. It doesn't do that either. If it could help leaks with... Oh, Lordy, we'd be millionaires. We'd all be millionaires. Leaks are just going to happen no matter what. Too much complexity in a roof. There are some products out there that will spray or paint the roof. So, yeah, that's the two things that people always assume we are first, that we're a soft wash company or that we'll help with leaks.
Okay.
We don't do either of those things.
All right. Well, like you said, that would take care of the leaks. Wow, that would be a big plus for us all, for sure. So, you know, here you're talking about you work full time for Microsoft, and you are doing this as a side gig. Sounds like becoming a full time side gig. What does Brandi Haley do when you're not working in the business? What do you do for fun?
That question's so hard. I would say I have a lot of hobbies I like to do. I don't do them. I have things I would like to go and do, but I think I told you I bought this really old house. It's 120 years old. And when I bought it, I had these grandiose ideas. I was going to just do this and do that. It has been so time consuming. And I do love DIY projects. I have a big heart for it. So I'm always puttering around, and the property has a couple other little buildings on it. And there's always something to do, always. And there's lawn care and a window to wait to take care of. Or, I mean, I just feel like my hobbies have turned into this old house. I've had friends tell me I should do a video about all the journey of everything that I've done on this property. But I just feel like right now I'm, you know, embroiled in taking care of this old house, trying to build this business. And really it's exposure. The business is built. It's just exposure and letting people know that we're around. And then raising these teenagers, which, you know, even though they're becoming more independent and they're starting to branch out and do their own thing, boy, they're a lot of work. And I love their little faces. And, you know, I have a few more years left with them. So it's important to spend time with them until they, you know, decide to leave the nest, which makes me sad already.
Teenagers are a full-time project within themselves. That's for sure.
Yes, they are.
You know, Brandi, if I could get just a little bit more personal with you now and just ask you, have you went through any hardships or life challenges now that you've rose above them and you look back, that you can say because of it, that you're better or stronger for it?
I have. So they always say that there's five core stressors in a person's life, the top five, you know, death of a family member, a divorce, moving. Those are the three of the top five. Well, I did all of those in like a 6 month period.
Wow.
And then you add the moving cross country was a big ordeal. It was a lot bigger than I anticipated. I've moved many times, but this move was a little different because it was a family lifetime move. We all came, my mother, my brother, you know, my ex-husband, we all came together. And so it was very complex, very stressful. Buying a house, you know, cross country without seeing, I mean, I did see it, but you know, that is just, that added the stress levels to it. And then moving to a new culture, you know, being in the Pacific Northwest, it's just a different culture there. And coming here, even though I'm more aligned with the Southern culture and my belief systems and in my political beliefs, it's still different. And so that was harder than I anticipated. The kids had a struggle getting in, you know, integrated into this community. That also added complexity, and that was hard. So we're on the backside of this now, and we feel more like home than we did, you know, for the first couple of years. My mom passed suddenly when we got here, which was hard. And then, you know, I'm newly divorced, even though I'm absolutely adore my ex-husband and he's still here and we're still actually very, very close. It was still hard. You know, the kids still struggled with it. We all still struggle with it. So I've had three of the five, you know, in my life. I can look back on it now and I think I did it. Nobody died. Nobody died but my mama, and we all made it. We all survived, and she's in a better place anyway. So I'm much stronger now, much more resilient. Also a lot less, I don't want to say entitled, but I think my expectations have changed now that I'm on the backside of the 3 years. I had all these expectations of what it would be like to live here and move here. And they weren't quite what I expected. They're in some ways better, but in some ways it's okay. They weren't quite what I thought it was going to be. And so that's kind of a nice place for me to be, because now I'm just open and I'm willing to accept. And I don't feel like it has to be a certain way. Do you know what I mean? So,
yes,
I think that's where I'm at.
Well, our condolences to you to the loss of your mother. I know that would have been hard, whether it had happened in Washington or happened here, either one. But you know, thanks for sharing that.
I'm grateful to be honest. Oh, sure.
A lot of times those life challenges that we go through. That we go through when we go through those life challenges, they make or break us. And even though sometimes it breaks us, the rebuilding of ourselves, we find ourselves a better person on the backside. And it sounds like it's kind of what you're going through and have come through. And to all our listeners out there, we apologize. We aren't trying to talk over the top of each other. There's a little bit of a lag in the internet connection between us. Sometimes it sounds like we're talking at the same time, but it's not purposely. If there was one thing that you wish our listeners knew about your business, that you could shout it from the rooftop, and one thing that you could focus on getting out the word out, what would that be?
So this is not a brandy statistic. This is actually a roofing statistic. 90% of the roofs that get replaced on a weekly basis don't need to be. 90. There is an alternative, and it's RoofMax. There are a few other companies that are very similar to us that are coming up behind us. There's always, you know, competition, but having someone actually give you a true assessment and tell you the health of your roof, not because they're trying to replace it, because that's always been just, it was either or. You either have a roof or you replaced it. There was never a middle option. And so understanding that there is a middle option now, and it's free to have someone come out and take a look and tell you. And here's another fun thing. And this is the last thing I want to say about it, but RoofMax has over 8,000 five-star reviews globally, or I say globally, we're not quite there yet, nationally. And we're the number one roofing company in the nation, and we don't replace roofs. And these are independent reviews. These are people that have called us to say, is it possible? You know, is my roof a candidate for this treatment? And saving them money. And these are not just, you know, consumers. These are businesses. We treat like massive apartment complexes and homeowners associations and universities, because you want to scale the amount of money that they could save. Think about that. I mean, a roof for a college is, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, where you could extend that, or even HOAs, which is crazy. You know, they have to put those assessments aside. So if someone came to me as part of my HOA and said, hey, Brandy, we're going to have to replace your roof in 5 years. And guess what? That's going to cost you an additional $10,000, or you know, now it's only $2,000, and we'll talk about this and we'll be able to build that assessment for another five more years. So cost savings, so invasive. I would just say, have someone come and look at it before you get a roofing replacement. Have someone come and look at it.
Okay. Hey, well, that's good advice. That's good advice. Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. You know, how can our listeners reach out to you, whether it be online or offline? How can they find out more about what you do and how to reach out to you when they do want to get that assessment?
Sure. So happy to speak with people. My phone number is 423-813-5555. Or you can find us online. It's a little hard to find my Cleveland dealership online because it's kind of nested underneath the RoofMax Corp. But we have loads of videos out on RoofMax, like YouTube, roofmax.com, or you can, you know, call me. Call me directly. And I'll send you some videos. We actually have a really cool PBS mini series. So if you really want to learn about the technology and about the science behind it and where we, you know, started and where we plan to go, that's really neat as well. So we've got quite a few testimonials. We just have loads and loads of things we can share. But yeah, give me a call. I'm here. I'm local. And I'll be the one answering the phone. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fair enough. And one more time, since you're really promoting for people to call you, it's 423-813-5555.
Yeah. Nice.
That sounds like one of those Hollywood phone numbers. 5555. Right?
That's why I chose it.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you for meeting with us today and coming on our Good Neighbor podcast program. It's been a delight and a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting with Brandy and learning more about RoofMax company and product, I know that she hopes that you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember her when you need or want that product and service that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all as well for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.